The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler today.
You don't look like Fred Fowler.
Not at all. I have a nose. A couple of ears.
Much smaller nose.
A couple of eyes. Well, I'm going to let you go with that racist remark.
Is that racist?
I don't know. I just threw it out there just in
case. I'm mostly making fun of Fred's gigantic schnoz.
Okay. That's racist.
Do black people have small noses?
No, but you said Fred's got a big nose.
It has nothing to do with his race.
His children are Jewish.
But he's not.
What's your point?
he's a non-Jewish Anglo male with a big nose.
But he attracts Jewish women. Now you're attacking him for what he attracts. You should be ashamed
of
yourself.
I'd like to take this time to apologize for my insensitivity. That's on me.
Jerome Solomon here, subbing for Fred Fowler on the Blitz this afternoon. We're going to have a good time. Should be fun. And we'll try to keep the race talk to a maximum.
Yes.
Over the course of time.
I was going to say, if you said a minimum, I was going to reconsider inviting you back here.
I wouldn't be here if that were indeed the case.
I like working with you because we can talk about race issues.
Yeah, that's what you do. See, you have to go there. Me, I've been black my whole life, so I'm kind of used to it.
I've never been black, so I've always got curiosities.
You get to play a black man on the radio when I'm on with you.
And you are a guy who you teach me about what it's like to be black, and I appreciate that.
I try to show you.
Were you disappointed that the guy who got drug off the United plane wasn't black? That would have been good ammo for your people.
Yeah, I was not disappointed. I was shocked.
Okay.
I was like, are you kidding me?
You know they probably go through it. They do that thing where they call names or they go through the names and they're like, okay, well, the last three people to check in are this guy, and this guy. Malik Williamson. And then they're like,
Deshaun got to go.
We're going to need to, let's put Malik on the list. He can stay on. We need to find someone different. Anyone different.
That's not funny.
That soundbite is the best.
I have not even seen the video. The whole thing was just sounded so stupid to me. It wasn't worth my time to invest in the video at all.
It's so great.
You're calling him the guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Nobody even cares.
Well, there's some people who care because you would think he is a black guy because they're doing now to him what normally happens to black guys after they're beat up by police.
Black guys who get killed by police. No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's getting treated like...
Now it's suddenly like, he's a doctor, but he traded he traded prescriptions for sex, and he's been... And it's like...
That doesn't really even matter. He was falsely accused of that.
Maybe he's not a great guy. It doesn't mean you could just go around whooping his ass.
Well, no, see, I didn't even go there. I did look at that ridiculousness because I know how they like to attack the victims in these situation. He did not trade prescriptions for sex.
Okay. What did he do?
Somebody owed him money.
Okay.
And he lessened the debt for sexual favors. That's a completely different thing.
Okay. Well, that seems legit then.
Why is that even against the law?
I don't know. Why can't sex be currency?
What's wrong with the barter system? America's built on the barter system.
We used to trade furs, and now we can't trade sexual favors?
In a way, it's fur.
I mean, if I came in with a raccoon pelt, that would be worth something, right?
If she's got raccoon pelt down there, it's not worth the lot. Depending on who you are. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can add the show, The Blitz, here on Snapchat at ESPN 97.5. Follow us on Twitter, Degenerates 975. Like it on Facebook, The Blitz 975. And, of course, you can stream it all on ESPN975.com, the ESPN radio app. Nah, there's podcasts, there's everything. There's no Fred today. Just me and AJ having a good time. We're going to have fun with it. I do think that that story got a lot bigger, or is made a lot bigger, just because people hate to travel. If you're not angry at an airline, you haven't flown. I mean, it's just that simple. So the guy was in the wrong, so far in the wrong, it's not even funny.
Because he didn't get up?
I mean, come on. When they tell you, yo, dude, you got to leave, you pretty much kind of have to leave. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not one of those where they're asking you to do something and you don't.
There's
got to
be a system in place, though. Like, how come they don't do it by they need four seats.
And the computer decides.
Why can't they say, okay, the last four of you that bought tickets onto this flight, sorry.
Maybe they did. We don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know how the computer decided. Maybe the computer did do that. Maybe it said.
That's what it should
this
do.
Is the, maybe it did.
Because this dude might have bought his ticket a long ass time ago.
Mm-hmm. And he may have just bought it a couple hours
before. Yeah, that's true.
But there was, I did see that part of his, the probationary status that he's on is that he can only practice medicine one day a week.
And that tomorrow, outpatient. The next day was his day, right?
So it's really important for him to show up.
Yeah, I got to get there to my patients. I'm only allowed to see him one day a week.
Otherwise, I'm stuck until next week.
Right.
So I understand his dilemma.
I can't get my sex until next week if I stay back here in Chicago.
I'll be all backed up.
And they're like, we're going to put you in like a Red Roof Inn or something like that. He's like, man, I'm a doctor. I'm a pulmonary doctor. I need proper accommodations. And they're like, well, we'll give you a $20 food court gift certificate for any restaurant in the airport you can eat at. You want Auntie Anne's, you can get it. You want, you know, or whatever you want, man.
You want some of this $8 bottle of water?
Yeah,
we got you.
Get that, and you'll have $12 left to get whatever you want.
But that's the
California
thing.
Pizza Kitchen. There you go.
On a full airplane, where United messed up mostly, besides calling in when you call in the cops, you're subject to get anything. I love law enforcement, by the way. I'm put that out there.
Right.
But with a full airplane, there is an offer you could have made that would have gotten some. No, they didn't. They stopped. They said $400. They said $800.
Yeah.
And then they called in the cops.
What's the offer? What's the right offer?
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was for that group, but with
I'm saying, what's the proper offer that would have gotten you off the plane?
Well, they may have gotten me at 800, but they certainly would have. The way it used to be back in the day, they used to be able to offer you a round trip ticket to wherever you want to go.
Right.
They used to be able to offer you cash as opposed to a voucher. They would go, hey, we'll give you a round trip ticket, domestic ticket, and $500 cash. So
that's a deal.
And they may still be able to do that. They didn't. And that's what I'm saying. There's an offer they could have made that got one. All they needed was one more person. Come on. They didn't try very hard.
No. They probably could have knocked it up to 1200. Somebody's doing it for 1200 for sure.
Easy. Yeah.
You know? I remember I was going home from Vegas, and they were offering $600. A $600 voucher.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my wife always, you know, she's always flying to the Pacific Northwest, or she'll fly her sister down from Seattle. And, you know, that's coming out of my pocket anyway. So this is a way for me to save $600.
Yeah, I've done it many times.
So I took the $600 and I literally waited 15 minutes and I was on the next plane. And I was the first one boarded on that plane. It was so great.
Yeah,
and I was like, they're going to take this voucher away from me. And then they
I mean, it worked out. I did that. I was in Indianapolis for a Texans game last season and show up early the next morning for a flight. It's overbooked. They're like, yo, dude, $500 and you get on a flight this afternoon at 3:00. I'm like, man, I'm not going to stay at the airport. But, you know, it's early enough. I can go back to the hotel. Y'all got my ride back to the hotel? They're like, sure, we'll cover your ride to and from the hotel. You can go back. Cool. Got the $500 voucher and was heading back, looked up on the screen and was like, hey, another airline is going to Houston in about 30 minutes. Go back. They go, oh, yeah, we'll put you on that one. Keep it $500.
Nice.
And that's, you know, so yeah. they could have done.
I will say United has done some things before. Like one time I got put in a row on the plane where I was literally the smallest person in the row, a three-seat row.
That's a bad row.
Yeah, and I'm like a 6'3", 240-pound man. I was the smallest person on the row. There was a morbidly obese woman in the window seat. Of course, I had the middle seat. And the guy on the aisle was like, I mean, he was like 6'6", just this massive dude. Mm-hmm. But the woman, you know, if you get sit next to a big guy, it sucks. It sucks for him, too. I get it. But this woman couldn't put her armrest down.
Just kill me.
That's how I felt. I felt like, just kill me. So I'm there. I can, you know, I'm wedged in there, and I'm sharing the armrest with this giant guy. And then, like, I've got this woman's, like, the weird area between her breast and her stomach is, like, spilled onto my elbow. And
wait a minute. The area between breast and stomach. There is no area between.
There was with her. There was with her. I assure you, this it was a thing, and it was large and mushy.
That may have been a growth or something.
I don't know what it was, but I said, listen, guys, we got to work something out here. And
oh, you announced this.
I talked to the flight attendant. I said, not to them. I was like, this isn't going to work for me. And so, what do they say? Well, we're going to have to take someone off the airplane. And then sure enough, the air marshals come on and they're like, sir, you come with us. And I'm like, whoa, me? I don't think you understand. I'm the one filing the complaint here. I don't want to be removed from the plane. I want one of these bigger mother blubbers.
You do not have a constitutional right to have a comfortable seat on an airplane.
I'm a white man in America. I can't get a good seat. I'm already in the middle. I mean,
you played the race card?
I'm playing it with you. I'm just telling you what I'm entitled to.
You're like, y'all know I'm white, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And finally, like, this tiny little Asian lady who was, I mean, maybe 80 pounds, she volunteered to sit next to the large woman. And they rearranged me and the other behemoth guy and put us in different parts of the plane, and it ended up working out. But they, like, when the air marshals came on, they were like, Mr. Hoffman, you need to come with us. And I was like that doctor. I was like, no, you don't understand what's going on here. You're picking on the wrong guy. I'm the least fat person in this row.
But I do guarantee you wouldn't have put up a fight. You would have just... At some point,
I put up a verbal fight. Yeah. Had the fight become physical, that's where I'm like, okay, you got me. You got me. I'll take the $800, you know. Or, I don't know, maybe they're fake cops. Maybe you just whoop their ass. And then what? Say, you going to take my seat now?
Now.
Then I get tased.
I mean, everybody listens to the show. You're the most popular show in town. So if people who are listening don't normally listen, now you see, you can tell he's a white guy. See, he just says he just whooped their ass. That's a white thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Black people, we know better than that.
You defy till they drag you out of there.
No, we defy, but we know we ain't whipping no ass.
That's true. They'll use a taser on worse.
We just try not to get shot.
That's a good point.
You know, and it doesn't always work.
That's true. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you what's going on in Kima on Saturday, April 29th. I think that's like 2 weeks from Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it's coming up pretty quick. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers. It's going on from 2 to 5, and it's local beers like 8th Wonder, Buffalo Bayou, Carbach, St. Arnold, as well as a lot of national brands such as Ballast Point, Bell's, New Belgium, Odell, some good Sierra Nevada, good brew down there. And they're going to be sampling them all out there on the Kima Boardwalk. You can buy tickets now in advance. They're only $44.95 a person or $39.95 for Landry Select Club members or with a military ID. It's $49.95 day of the event, so it's worth it to get in now. Admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples, as well as live music all day long. You can purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 29th. For more info, KimaBeerFest.com.
out of line and drifting closer in your sight. So play it out, I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into The Blitz. Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred this afternoon. Now, we did a little bit on my man with the... Yeah, so we say the reaccommodation on United Airlines. He's reaccommodated.
That's what they would consider
flight
it.
Issues. It's bad for business when you do those kind of things.
Here's the real question. Is it really okay? So United messed up. They overbooked a flight, or they tried to force guys onto a flight. But United, when they called the police, they didn't know they were going to whoop this dude's ass and drag him out all bloody and making all those noises. They didn't know that was going to happen.
Well, see, that's another white privilege thing.
What do you mean?
Black people, we know when we call the police, bad things usually happen.
Bad stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, y'all call them like doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the odds are something bad's gonna happen when you call it. That you're supposed to only call the police for bad stuff, right?
That's kind of what I think.
I mean, so yeah, they had to know, because I assume they thought if we threaten to call the police, he'll get up and just walk off.
Yeah,
he didn't do that. I worked for an airline for a long time.
For an airline?
I only had to call the police maybe once.
What'd you do for an airline?
I was a flight attendant.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I thought you've always been straight. We gotta keep doing the show.
Go to break. This is not gonna end well.
No, I had no idea you were a flight attendant.
That's so wrong. Not even funny. I don't believe you laughing. Oh, but yeah. So I never had to call the. I only had to call the police like once. But even that was after I hit the guy.
You hit him?
Yeah.
This was a different era. What year was this?
Yeah, this is back in the day.
Could you smoke cigarettes on the plane?
Oh yeah,
it was
smoking.
That was the Wild West of the airliners,
This is before everybody had to go through security.
Yeah, they had ashtrays on the armrests. That's when it was like.
Yes.
That's a different kind
of.
He
was harassing. He was harassing the female flight attendants. And I was like, and he was a little drunk.
Yeah.
He stood up and him? I. Punched him and knocked him down and then called the police. They had him arrested once we got in.
That's good.
You know? But, no, you don't. I mean, because you have the entire federal government behind you, because airlines are regulated. It's federal stuff.
Well,
they can't. People should know better. But that's the problem with these today. People like you, y'all grow up thinking y'all rule the world. You know? Y'all have no respect for authority.
That's
flight
true.
Attendant is the ultimate that's authority.
True. You have no badge, though.
Yeah, we got wings.
That's true.
That wing is like a badge.
Okay, well.
But did you see, speaking of wings, I'm sure you didn't pay much attention to it, but Rice University introduced their new logo today?
No.
They got a like badass owl now. It's a tough owl. It's like fear of the owl.
Okay.
It's branding.
Okay.
You don't. Does it make you respect the program anymore that the owl is tougher now?
It looks more like an owl now, but it doesn't look that tough.
Is that what it looks like?
I don't know. I mean, it's weird. It looks better than it looked like with I don't like the one with where it's flying
talons
at you and the claws are out.
What difference does it make is what I wonder. Like, is it just for, you know, making people buy T-shirts or something?
I mean, who's buying Rice Owls T-shirts, really, besides kids who go to Rice?
So they would buy it.
They were going to buy it anyway,
a, you know, pink bunny on it.
It could be the rice platypus, and no one would, I mean, people would still buy it because that's where they go to school. Or platypi.
What does platypus look like?
I mean, it looks kind of like a duck beaver.
A duck beaver?
Yeah.
What's a duck beaver?
It's like a beaver with a long bill, a long duck-like bill.
A beaver with a duck-like bill. I'm from the city. I don't know these things.
You've never seen a platypus. You never been to the zoo? They don't have zoos in your city?
Have you been to the Houston Zoo? They got all kinds of assortment of roaches. No, I don't mean to put down the Houston Zoo. Houston Zoo is fine.
It's a fine establishment.
I'm not an animal person. I mean, you know, I like dogs, and that's all
that's
I need.
It. Yeah, you have dogs at home?
I don't mess with other. Yeah, I don't mess with other animals.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a beagle.
Okay.
And a little chihuahua that I picked up from a nephew. I had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like chihuahuas?
That one is cool. Mine is cool. Other chihuahuas I don't like.
I hate chihuahuas.
Yeah, I don't like them. But mine is cool. The other ones are weird.
Yeah.
Mine is real cool.
Is it scared of everybody except you?
No. He's pretty tough. He's badass.
Okay.
Yeah, because he got the beagles got his back. So he starts all the trouble.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's not spoiled. He thinks he's tough. Yeah.
Your dogs sleep in the house?
Where else would they sleep?
I don't know. This is like my old co-host and I used to talk about this all the time. Like, black people, they look at dogs differently. Like, when he was growing up, black people they didn't keep dogs in the house. Like, it was like
back then.
Animals didn't belong in the house.
We've evolved. We've evolved now. We used to tie them up under the house.
When you were a kid, did you guys have animals?
Occasionally, we'd, pick up a stray, and like I said, yeah, we just
Yard?
Yeah, you just tied them up to something. Now we realize that's bad.
Okay, that's not the way to treat animals. If you're gonna pet,
not particularly. Okay.
Good for you.
Everybody has moved, but isn't that how things should be in general? Like, you see things one way, and as you evolve and mature, you see things a little differently.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever been to a bullfight?
No. I've been to chicken fights, like cockfights in Louisiana.
Did you enjoy those?
Not really. Mostly because, I mean,
is it the company or the fights?
It's a lot of all of that. And I also don't have really a great, like, I like to gamble, you know that.
Of course.
But there's no great way of guessing which chicken is going to win a fight. Like, I mean, you can look at them and they look like chickens.
You can't tell the difference?
No. And like,
even like, they have names, so right. Wouldn't one have a tougher name than the other? But
so like,
you're sure the bird doesn't know, huh?
So if I'm handicapping a boxing match or a UFC fight, I can go back and watch film of these guys' old fights. That's the glory of the internet. There's no old film on these chickens.
I bet they do
and
now.
And usually, once you get that one loss as a chicken, your career is pretty much over. Okay.
But it's 2017 now. I bet you there are. Like, hey, here's his last three fights. Look how tough he is, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's, but, yeah, the chicken. I've never been to a cockfight. Chicken fight.
Yeah. Wait, have you been to
I've been to a full. This is just not going well.
All right.
Well. I've been to a bullfight. I've seen some of that. But the animal fighting thing is just, we should all have evolved past that by now, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
animals are not made for fighting.
No.
You've been to a bullfight?
Yeah. I did that.
Did they kill the bull?
I was rooting for the bull. So
it didn't win,
the
though?
The bull won. It was weird. It's slow, and and it was just like bull's just a target. It was kind of disgusting, really. So when I do see videos of a bullfight and a bull when he gores a guy or something, it's very entertaining to me.
Oh, I like
something
that.
Like, you shouldn't have got in
messing
with
nature, dummy.
Seen the ones where there was one here just the other day where the bull gored the guy up the throat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was very entertaining.
I saw one.
He didn't die.
I saw a video a little while ago of this guy put his jacket over an alligator's face, like, so the alligator couldn't see, and then he jumped on his back.
Yeah. Alligator didn't take too kindly to that.
No, alligators hate when people jump on them.
In case you didn't know.
So he bit the guy. That's what alligators do, dumbass.
I'll tell you, I fell down a dark hole one day on YouTube looking at tiger attacks. Those are, man, those are good.
Yeah.
Because every last time, 100%, it's very few things in life are 100%.
Yeah.
100% of the time that a tiger and or lion attacked the human was at fault.
Oh, yeah.
Harassing him, messing with him, putting his nose all up against the cage, you know, bothering him. Yeah, and it's, and yeah, what was coming to him.
Just like Harambe.
Yeah, but when they, a couple of them though, you find them there, when they get them, and then like five or six other people are trying to pull the guy off, you know, out of the cage while the tiger's like, nah, this he's not going anywhere. Or you can take him, but I'm going to hold on to this leg. leg is going to stay.
John, you remember when I found that video of the lion eating a crocodile?
I don't remember.
Yeah, like
a lion and a crocodile. Yeah. That's probably a good one.
This lion, like, jumps in the water at a crocodile.
He must have been really hungry.
He was on this cliff, jumped into the water at the crocodile, goes underwater with the crocodile, comes out with it in his mouth, and the crocodile's kicking and screaming, and you see him just kind of bite down, and then the crocodile just goes limp.
Wow. I wonder how that's considered to the lion. Crocodile might be a real delicacy.
It tastes like chicken, they say.
Well, I'm pretty sure the lion didn't say anything.
But it's
not like that. Is it like, it's not quite like that with humans though. Like the tougher or more difficult it is to get an animal, the better the meat tastes, right?
I mean, cows are super slow, super stupid,
and
we
like,
love the good. Way cows taste.
Yeah, but we don't. You know, it's. I mean, lobster is more expensive than beef.
Yeah.
Lobster is much more of a challenge to get to.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what I'm saying. So is the more difficult? I mean, I wonder what's a ball?
What's harder to
a
catch?
Ball eat, do you, can you go to a restaurant
what's
and get
harder
some
to
bald
catch,
eagle
a chicken or a cow?
The chicken, because the chicken's on the move.
Chickens are fast. They're faster than humans.
Right.
And they don't want to just come, like, they won't just walk up to you and make a noise.
That's why we make them get born right where they can't go anywhere.
Let you pop them in the head. It doesn't work that way. Chickens are, they're harder, but chicken is cheaper than steak.
Because the steak is easier to get to. That's my point. The easier it is, the cheaper it is.
No, steak is more expensive than chicken.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, not all steak.
I mean, what part of a chicken is more expensive than a filet mignon?
Yeah. Yeah, what, chicken beaks? You don't have any beak?
No, I don't eat chicken
beak. Little beak.
No.
Little beak for dinner.
You know I'm white.
It's a jaguar. It's a jaguar killing.
Oh, so it was a jaguar?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I found it. It
jaguar has, like, and the alligator. That's
3.4 million
hits. Oh, it's my favorite video, man. That's a good video.
Just go to YouTube and search jaguar attacks and kills crocodile.
Yeah, it's a good video. It makes you not want to mess with animals.
Oh, no one wants. You guys had that discussion a month or so ago when Arian Foster was talking about taking on the wolf.
Arian Foster's a moron.
No, that's just
one time. My dad had some like wild feral cats at his house when he lived out in the country under his porch, and he wanted me to try to get them out of there. And I caught one, and it was a kitten, and it's a tiny little kitten.
And by caught it, what do you mean?
I caught it with my hand, and it bit me, and it bit a hole through my finger. And that's a tiny baby cat. I mean, who's messing with it?
But why would you? Well, because your dad told you to.
Yeah.
See, my dad would never tell me to do nothing like that. Well, he said, grab that shovel and handle that.
Okay.
Well, or he'd handle it. He handled stuff like that.
Yeah.
Look at me. He didn't, you know.
You weren't going to do it. All right, guys. You know how many Americans are disgruntled employees? More than half, if you can believe that. If you're disgruntled, if you're in that half, see if the computer industry is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. And at My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, you attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys, so get there now. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
You're going to to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
The annual Star Fishing Tournament is giving you a chance to win a boat, motor, trailer. Sign up by the 28th by calling 713-626-4222. NFL preseason schedules come out yesterday for the Texans. They will open up at Carolina, have a home game against New England, then at New Orleans, and finish up against the Dallas Cowboys. Speaking of the Cowboys, they have 5 preseason games because they open in the Hall of Fame game in Canton against the Arizona Cardinals. Elsewhere, they'll take on the Rams, the Colts, the Raiders, and, of course, the Texans to wrap up their preseason slate. The Astros yesterday lose to Seattle 6-0. The two teams back at tonight. The Rangers in action tonight as they will take on the Angels in Anaheim. Rockets basketball yesterday losing to the Clippers. I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There are now government programs available to help you settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But these may be limited-time programs, so you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360. When you call, you'll get free information from Federal Tax Relief. This free information can even help you if you have penalties, unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle the tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call Federal Tax Relief today for free information at 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360. Call now, 1-800-432-0360.
Hey, what's up, y'all? If you want to turn Good Friday into an even better Friday, then you need to join us at Trailer Wheel and Frame. We'll be broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town with John and Raheel, Unfiltered, and of course, the best show on the planet, The Usual Suspects. I'm not biased. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located at 45 North just after West Canino. Come out, catch the live shows, and enjoy some complimentary refreshments from Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. Plus, you can win a great Friday Easter Best. See you there.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Sam's Club. If you're up on the North Loop 610 eastbound at North Main, crews have cleared that accident. Celebrate Easter with help from Sam's Club. Find gourmet dishes and gifts like bone-in spiral ham, Easter dresses, and classic diamond cross pendants. Find these savings online or at a Sam's Club near you. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I saw a story today. I didn't read it. I saw the headline. It's coming up on the local news of a dog in town that bit 5 middle schoolers.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know,
like, did it
call out anybody's child, but if your child's the fourth or fifth one,
around that dog.
No, they were all together. This was one incident.
Oh,
that's what I'm
man.
Like. Okay, I understand the first kid, maybe the second, but if you're still there,
yeah,
when the dog's biting people,
once a dog bites two of my friends, I'm running.
I'm going to live to tell
the
story.
Sorry, guys.
I'm out.
Somebody's got to warn the authorities.
Yeah, I did not understand that whatsoever. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And what's your, speaking of dogs biting people, what's your take on the football player taking a bite out of basketball here? And Tony Romo
That's a really bad with segue. That's so forced.
Well, it got there. I got there eventually.
All right.
Romo and the Dallas Mavericks. I thought it was much ado about nothing, and people were just getting upset or whatever. But it is really silly, though. I mean, it's.
I mean, he's being honored by a local team.
No, he's being more than honored. He had to practice. He practiced with the team today. He's taking team photos. He's going through warm ups and said, technically they could put him in the game, I think, but
I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, it's still okay. You know, holding press conferences, the works. I think it's much ado about nothing, but I still think it's not like Tony Romo is that. I mean, he's not that big of a deal, but maybe that's just me.
It's much ado about nothing because the Mavericks are 32-48. The Mavericks season is over.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if the Mavericks were in the playoff mix, they wouldn't be doing this. They got bigger fish to fry, bigger stuff to worry about. They wouldn't be distracted. I would hope they wouldn't be distracting themselves with stuff like this.
But that's why I didn't think it was a big deal, not because of the playoff thing. I'm like, well, I thought it was just going to be, hey, he's going to come and sit on the bench next to the team or something, or they'll bring him out and announce. But no, I didn't know he's going to be running plays at practice. That, even for a team that's out of the playoffs, you are playing a real game. It's still part of the real thing.
Doesn't it kind of seem like Tony Romo's a Make-A-Wish kid?
I mean, it does if Make-A-Wish kids were millionaires married to really hot chicks.
Well, I mean, because he gets to go to practice. They gave him his own uniform with his number on it. He got to participate in practice. He's going to be in uniform during the game, I believe.
Yeah, he's going through warm-ups with the team, and the layup line, the works.
By the way, he looks so stupid in that uniform. Like, even when you're a full-sized athlete, like a football player, and I mean, Tony Romo is not a small man. But when you put someone like that's Tony Romo's size in line with a bunch of NBA
next to real basketball players,
oh, yeah. He looks so silly.
He looks dorky. But I'm just, maybe it's part of it. I've never been a big Romo fan. Not like I dislike him personally. He's not that good. He's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's not an all-time great. He's not a Hall of Famer. He shouldn't go anywhere near the Hall of Fame. But because he plays for the Cowboys, he gets a lot more run than anyone else who's put up the kind of numbers and career that he's put up would have gotten. And so, and this is just part of that. Like, who else gets to do this? And why would anybody get to do that? Even with a team that's out of it. I mean, you know, it's not like the Rockets are going to invite Brock Osweiler over to come and work out with the team tomorrow night or anything.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I mean, I guess maybe when you've been an athlete in a town for many years, there's, I don't know, like would J.J. Watt get the same treatment, you think?
Well, J.J. Watt's a much better player, and if he did, I would be dogging the Rockets for bringing J.J. Watt out there because it doesn't fit there, you know? Is it way different
than when these Texans and Rockets players go out and take batting practice with the Astros? Because they've all done that.
Baseball and batting practice is different, and it's not batting practice. It's like they get to come and hit at the stadium.
Yeah.
So allowing J.J. Watt to go to the Toyota Center and shoot around, that's different than him showing up at an actual game, to me.
Okay.
You know, I'm
kind of with you.
Yeah, but it's not something that would get me all riled up or anything.
I mean, it's not like he's
going to
get into the game. I mean,
well, we'll see. We shall see. But like I said, it's one of those things where I just think it's stupid, but I don't see how people get so riled up over stuff like that. That's just very minor. Similarly with the Myles Garrett thing from yesterday. Did you guys talk about it yesterday at all? That, you know, the Booger McFarland thing?
Yeah.
I had no problem with Miles handling the way that he did, just because he was almost in a no-win situation. It was just going to turn into something that was unnecessary. And more than likely in those situations, all you can do is hurt yourself because, if you know, you got to go on. You might get upset. You might already be upset because you've heard what he had to say. And, if you know, why put yourself in a position – that you'll get into a shouting match with a guy like Booger McFarland, who's you know, who can handle himself verbally in most situations and has been doing it for a long time, it wasn't worth it, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was a big deal.
I do think that his reasoning in saying that Booger McFarland is holding it against him because he's an Aggie, and I was like, oh, because of the long-standing rivalry between LSU and Texas A&M that goes way back to when Booger McFarland was at LSU?
Well, you say that. However, you're not even counting. He's an Aggie.
That's true.
I mean, that's, you don't have to be anti-Aggie to, you know, to look at someone as an Aggie and make disparaging remarks. I'm one of those people who defend Aggies more often than not.
What do you think of him as a prospect? Like, I've heard him talk, and this is what was weird to me about this whole thing, was he seems like he's a really down-to-earth guy who doesn't really let things bother him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, I got some criticism, I'm not going on that show.
Yeah, but we don't know if it was him or if it's people around him saying, look, most likely, or there's a possibility you go on the show and it turns into something and people start talking about it and holding it against you, and you know, it could be a bad look. You don't know. I don't think he's afraid to take on a Booger McFarland, but he's about to be the number one pick in the draft. Is it even worth his time?
Maybe not.
You know? I mean, and that's, but I found athletes, you don't know what's going on in their head. I mean, hell, I walk into a Super Bowl party, you know, when Super Bowl was here in town, and I walk into a joint and Brady James, you know, yells and screams at me across the room. So he's upset because of something I wrote.
Are you serious?
Four paragraphs.
How long ago?
How many ever years ago it was when he left the Cowboys and came to the Texans and sucked for a year.
Oh,
and
boy.
It was because when they signed him, the Texans linebackers coach said Brady James is, or something along the lines of, Brady is just as good as D'Amico Ryans. And I was like, no, he's not. Never has been and never will be, and certainly not now,
right,
when he's on his way out. And he's held that against me for all of this time.
For years.
And I run into him, and he's screaming. I didn't recognize who the hell he was. So I had to ask somebody, who is this guy?
What'd you do? You slapped him?
I didn't exactly slap him.
Okay.
I basically cowered and, you know.
Oh, okay.
No, I stood up and said, dude, what's your problem? You know? Hey. Get a drink. Relax.
You're holding on to this for 4 years?
Back off. I did say, really? You want to talk about this?
Was
this
at in a public place or in someone's home?
Yeah, no, it was at the Museum of Natural Science. Santana Dotson had a party there one night during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I walk in, you know, thousands of people there.
And he found you.
He spot me walking in, yelled and screamed at me because he's upset because of something I wrote.
So
but
odd.
I was like, dude, really?
Hey, you know what Raising Cane's is, guys? It's the filet mignon and chicken. It's 24-hour marinated, hand-battered chicken, the best chicken you can get. That's what they're serving you up at Raising Cane's. It's never frozen, always fresh, and that stuff makes a difference. These quality chicken finger meals, that's all they do. That's what they love, is making the best chicken finger meals. That's their one love. And they've got 24 locations in the Houston area, so if you're saying, man, I've been thinking about trying Raising Cane's, tonight's the night, guys. Go out, find the nearest one to you. No one wants to cook. No one wants to drive through all this weather and get home and cook a meal. Stop off at Raising Cane's and get a delicious chicken tender meal and get the sides with the crinkle cut fries and the Texas toast. And I don't like coleslaw, but some people say their coleslaw is really good. They have the cane sauce that's basically the perfect condiment. It tastes good on everything they sell there. And none of it's made until you order. Raising Cane's does one thing, and they do it better than anyone else. That's the best chicken finger meals. They've got a new location, Buffalo Speedway at Maine. Stop by that location and check them out. That's Raising Cane's. One love. My American heart, I pray you make
it home when your back's against the wall. You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Come on out, 6:30 Tuesday to Reckling Park as the Rice Owls take on the Houston Cougars. It's the second game of the Silver Glove Series. Rice won the first game 9-0, and it's looking to clinch the season series with a victory on Tuesday. Ticket starts at $15. The first 1,000 fans will receive Rice Rally towels. I wonder if they have the new logo on them. Don't miss out on the action and go to the riceowls.com/BSBTix for tickets. Mark Collette, who works for the Chronicle, just posted on Twitter picture of emails that he just received from the Houston Zoo, since we mentioned them a second ago. The first email was, "The Houston Zoo welcomes a new sea lion pup."
Okay.
The next email, correction. "The Houston Zoo welcomes new baby giraffe."
Correction?
They kind of got them mixed up.
Those two things don't look alike.
Hey, at the Houston Zoo, perhaps they do. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You're not a big golf guy, right?
No. You are, right? You watched the Masters and all that. Was it awesome?
It was entertaining. Yeah,
okay.
It was cool.
I didn't watch any of it.
I'm not a big Sergio Garcia guy.
I'm kind of glad he won, though.
I like watching him collapse and fold up. That's very entertaining.
Like, that guy needs to win one, right?
He didn't need to, but
it makes it better.
But it was entertaining watching him come through. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was, but it was, you know. But being the guy that he is now, I just got an email saying that he's considering wearing his green jacket to his wedding.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have that audio, by the way.
That's like
the wedding.
Tim Sylvia was one of the first UFC heavyweight champions, like, back in the day. Mm-hmm. And he would wear his championship belt everywhere. So he would go to Target, and he'd be wearing his championship belt around Target. And it's just an odd look to
yeah.
Like, you, because that green jacket's basically like a trophy, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, yeah.
But then, I mean, I guess.
There aren't a lot of people that have them, so they are kind of special. But yeah, I mean, you know, what do you do? I mean, if you were ever the heavyweight champion and got that big belt, you'd wear it during relations once. Yeah, one time.
No,
you would.
No.
You don't think you would ever.
I'm pretty sure.
You don't think
sure,
you would
no.
ever feel like extra manly that night? And
no.
What if she said, "Break out the belt, baby"?
No, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, really? No. You would.
No.
I wouldn't, because I don't do all that, you know, costume stuff. Do you do?
No, I don't dress up.
You don't do dress up. No. You don't do scenarios.
I like to be naked during sex. Sometimes
that's a good place to be.
Sometimes I keep my socks on.
That's not naked then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I decide not to be naked, it's because I've got socks on.
That's the least cool thing a
if
man
my feet can, are cold, I keep my socks on.
That's the least cool thing a man can do is wear socks during sex.
I don't care.
Well, I'm
not
just
worried about
you
being cool.
Well, you know, that's part of the woman's enjoyment is how cool the man is.
No, I don't think so.
Of course you don't think so, but I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to educate
you're
trying
you
on
to teach
this.
Me the ways. Okay.
You know, I mean, you, well,
from
no,
now on,
not
from now
the
on,
socks.
I'll, from now on, I'll take my socks off and put my slippers on.
When she dumps you and goes to the next guy, he'll be sock free. I can
probably
I can guarantee
so.
You. That'll be an upgrade.
That's okay.
You sound like you want out.
I'm just saying. if that's why she leaves me, hey, I gave it my best shot.
No, you didn't. You still kept the socks
on. That's
true,
I did.
And who has to, well, if my feet are cold. Who thinks about cold feet at that moment?
I do.
Are other things distracting to you when you're, you know?
I'm a very easily
comes
distracted
comes time to paternal
person.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, you hear TV, you hear, you know,
I always think about if I left
the
garage door open. Like,
All kinds of stuff.
Where are my keys, baby? Where are my keys?
Yeah.
That would probably be a serious indicator that you're, you know, probably not very good at this. I mean, like if you're sitting here on the radio and you're good at radio, the ratings say so, everybody says so, your bosses pay
not
you.
Not everybody says so.
Well, the important
some people say so.
The important people. People that control.
I've been doing
it for
a long time.
Right. But you're not ever sitting here going, did I leave the garage door open?
No.
See, so that's a hint. That maybe that's use that as a measuring stick.
But I when I'm here, I'm distracted by other things.
Like what?
Like sometimes I'll be looking at Fred and we'll be talking about, you know, the Texans, and I'll be focused on like a nose hair that's really long coming out of Fred's nose.
Yeah, but you use that on the show. See, that's different.
No,
you can't use the garage door opener in sex.
Sometimes I'll ask her, hey, is the garage open? Did you shut the garage? No?
I almost said something that would have gotten dumped. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We'll get one good argument here before the 3 hours is up, and that'll be when we come back. James Harden, MVP, or the guy that AJ says it should be.
Okay.
We'll be back on the Blitz in a minute.
ESPN 97.5.